Amen. Wow. If you don't come here because the pastor looks so good, you should just come for the music. Right? Right? Just saying. Amen. Praise God. That's awesome. Man, y'all just invite some people. Say, you need to just come in and sit in on worship. Just, you know, and then we'll get them the word. We'll get them some grace going in their lives and let them discover what grace is all about. Get out of that religiosity. Get out of that stuff, you know? So we were talking this morning, me and Robert are out there talking and just love you guys so much. And Natalia talking about, you know, people going to churches and the reason they're going. And there was this family wanted to take a girl to go to a church, you know, to find, you know, other people there. It's like, you know, you go to church. Why do you get together? Why do we get together? We get together to worship. Only reason, to worship Jesus. That's why you come. You should come for that purpose. Worship Jesus and get the word. That's it, man. Amen. And a good word, a balanced word, a word that's going to uplift you and encourage you and help you through the week. And you'll look back, you know, on a reflection during that week and say, wow, that really helped me. That really ministered to me. Or maybe you're going through something today and the word just comes alive in your heart and it just is powerful and ministers to you. That's why we come together as the body of Christ, is to uplift Jesus Christ. Amen. And to just learn of him and grow in him. And he is good today. He is so good. I'm going to give you some great word this morning on grace. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Wow. You know what? It is exhaustible. When you come into Christ and you find his grace, that message is exhaustible. And, you know, so many people are just turned upside down in their life and in religion. And grace really does set you free. But it has such added benefits to it that we don't even realize at times when we receive it. When we receive it, there's such benefits. So I want you to stand this morning. I want you to look at this scripture. Holly and I was talking about this morning, and I was saying, wow, she said, I want to read something. And I said, wow, that is exactly the one I'm going to be using as my base this morning and teaching from. So I want you to turn, if you would, this morning to, let me find it real quick, Acts 20 and 32. Acts chapter 20 and 32. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to what? To what? The word of what? The word of his what? So Paul said, I commend you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Whoa, did you get all of that that's in that scripture this morning? That is powerful. Hold up your Bible this morning. Let's say it like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to somebody and say, receive that grace today. Amen. Now, if you're new, and you're new in Christ, or you grew up in a church, or you're new here, or just whatever, and you're just, you know, coming into the full understanding of grace, let me tell you what grace is. Grace is simply God's unmerited favor towards us. That's grace. God's unmerited favor towards us. In other words, you don't do anything to deserve his favor, because if you do, it's not grace. If you add something to it, it's not grace. Grace becomes polluted when you add something to it. It's simply God's unmerited, unearned, unworked favor towards you in your life, in your circumstances, as you are. Not as you're going to be, but where you are. That's God's. You might be in an ugly situation, but God's grace is there. You might be in a situation you find yourself that you're just not even comfortable there, but God's grace is there. Hallelujah. And what Paul is saying, he says, I commend to you the what? Word of grace. God's got a word of grace for you in your situation. There is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing too difficult where you might find yourself that grace can't pull you out of that. Hallelujah. Because God sees you where you are and still loves you because of your undeserved, unearned favor from him. Wow, that is amazing, church. You can be as ugly as can be in your life, but God loves you. Isn't that awesome? God loves you right there. And he says this. He said, I commend this word of grace to you, which is able to what? What's God, what does God grace do for you? Does it pull you down? Does it stomp on you? Does it reject you? No, God's grace builds you up. How many know you need to be built up at times? Amen. That's what God's grace. And here's the thing. The more grace you receive in every area of your life, the more built up you become. The more grace you receive in every area of your life, the more built up you become. Because what happens is you stop in your own effort, and God's grace takes over in that area. And once you stop in your own effort, God's grace will amaze you. And it will build you up. Amen. And it is so cool because, this is good. And give you an inheritance. How many want an inheritance? My daughters are hoping for an inheritance, but I'm going to spend it all. I'm going to spend it all. What I've got, I'm going to spend it all. Amen. We're praying to leave them something, right? Amen. But I'm going to have a little bit of fun while I'm here. How about you? Amen. An inheritance, God's grace. We inherit from him. We receive from him. And here's the thing. We know that faith is the basic element to receiving everything in the kingdom of God. Is that not correct? How many know that the just live how? Do we live by sight? Do we live by hearing? How do we live? We live by what? Faith. Faith is the activator that allows us to receive all that grace has provided. So faith is the activator that allows us to receive. Faith is that positive response to what God has already provided. So through faith, we receive the inheritance. Through faith, we receive the inheritance that grace has provided. And here's the thing. I want you to go back to this. It's the word of grace that builds you up. And as I was studying and praying, I understand that the more grace I'm able to avail in my life, the more I'm able to inherit in my life. Because grace puts me in a position before God that is righteous and in right standing, and the more I understand that, in spite of my outward circumstances, the more I'm able to receive into my life by his grace. Through faith. Y'all ain't getting that. Amen. So when I understand and I receive, you see, that's why he says over in Romans that when we receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, how do we reign? We reign in life. Why do we reign in life? Because we received such an abundance of grace. You've got to receive the abundance of grace in every area of your life. It's not through self-effort. It's through his favor. Amen. That we access everything that we have by faith. And the more grace I receive, the more faith that is accessed, and the more I'm able to receive. Oh, my gosh. Hello? So that's why Paul says, I want to commend to you, not the word of works, but the word of grace. I want to commend this to you. I want you to get this. I want you to receive this. Why? Because it's able to build you up. Turn to somebody and say, you need to be built up. Man, we live in a world that tears down all the time, and people are just tearing each other down. Have you seen the political stuff going on? This guy is pointing fingers at this guy, and this guy's pointing fingers at that guy, and they're pointing fingers at her, and it's just a mess out there. But I'm glad that grace builds you up. I vote for Jesus. How about you? Amen. Are y'all here this morning? So, Jesus, who was Jesus? Jesus was full of grace. You know one of my favorite scriptures, what is it? John 1:14-17. Look at this. John 1:14-17. Who's Jesus? The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because neither it sees him nor knows him. John 1. Let's go back to John 1. John 1. For the law was given through Moses, but what? grace and truth came through who? And look at verse 14. Verse 14, back up. All right. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father. What was he full of? Full of grace and truth. That's who Jesus is. He is full of grace and truth. That's how God wants you to be. As he is, so are you. He wants you to be full of God's grace, God's truth. Y'all ain't here this morning. There is a difference, folks, between saving grace, standing grace, and serving grace. You've heard me say this. Saving grace is God's work for us, doing things we cannot do on our own. That is saving grace. You cannot save yourself. It's God doing the work for you. Hello? Standing grace is God working in us to help us improve ourselves and resist areas of temptation in our life by grace. Serving grace is the example of God working through us, using us to bless someone else. Look at Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. We want to go back to there again. I want you to see this again. He said, I want to commend to you this word of grace that's able to build you up. Praise God, man. If you want to be built up today, if you've been going through a discouraging time, just receive all the grace that God has for you. Look at Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. We are saved. How? How are we saved? By works or by grace? We're saved by grace. Look what he says. For by grace you, how are we saved? By grace. By grace, Zozo comes into our life. Zozo life in us. Zozo life in us. We are saved by Zozo life. Nothing lacking, nothing broken in our lives. Everything intact in our life. Prosperity, blessings, healing. We are saved. For by grace you've been zozoed through faith. How? Through faith. So first, what comes to us? Does faith come to us or grace come to us? How many would say grace comes to us first? Grace comes to us first. And the more grace you receive, the more faith that comes along. Oh, you ain't hearing what I'm saying this morning. The more grace you receive, the more faith comes along. What do I need faith for? Because faith activates what God has provided in grace. And the reason a lot of people can't receive is because they haven't received the abundance of grace, and so faith is not activated. But once you know how much God's forgiven you, how much he loves you, how much he cares for you, even when you mess up, even when you blow it at times, God loves you, God cares for you, he's there for you, he hasn't rejected you, he's still there. Grace comes into your life, faith is activated, and you receive everything from God. Wow. For grace you've been saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is what? And look at the next verse. What does it say? Not of what? Not of works. Grace is manifested. Grace is manifested, and then we have faith. In other words, what we're saying is that we are delivered from judgment through free grace. Isn't that awesome? How many know you've been delivered from judgment today? Wow. There is so much judgment preaching out there. You know, I mean, they're selling stuff on TV. Buy your food now because in 21 days the earth is going to go away. Wow. And I mean, all this judgment preaching out there. All this end-time preaching out there, man. I'm telling you, it is so judgmental. God's going to judge America. God's going to do this. God's going to do that. No. God loves America. Aren't you glad? Man. So grace is God's unmerited favor. This makes us partakers of all the good things we don't deserve. Grace makes you partakers of all the good things you don't deserve. That's what grace does for you. Grace makes you partakers. The gospel of grace is the power of God, which leads us to being born again, wellness, wholeness, healing, deliverance, and prosperity. That's what it is. Did you hear what I'm saying? It is wellness in our spirit. It is wholeness in our soulish realm. It is healing in our mind and in our body. Hallelujah. It is deliverance from addictive behavior. Wow. It is prosperity in our pocketbook. Come on, somebody. That's what grace does. You know, you think you earned that? No, you didn't earn it. God graced it to you. Man, the next time you get up there and say, man, I did this. You know, I know one person in particular, they love to brag on themselves. They'll throw it out on Facebook and just brag about what they've done. You know, people find a lot of value in bragging about what they've done. You know what? It's not about what I do. It's about what God's done through me. Wow. Be quick to give glory to God, man. I don't want to take any glory. I say, Lord, it's thank you because you've allowed me to have this talent, and I use that talent for your glory. Good stuff, Pastor. Thank you for your enthusiasm this morning. You all stayed up late last night, didn't you? I know you did. Had some pepperoni pizza, stayed up late, didn't sleep, and you came to church, but you're here, right? Amen. Grace and faith are both powerful, but they should not be confused. There is a difference. After Jesus died on the cross, 3 days later, he appeared publicly very much alive. Look at Acts 4, 9, and 10. Acts 4, 9, and 10. We can have the same wholeness as Jesus. We have the same wholeness as Jesus. Look at this. If we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means has he been made well? Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. Whole. This is the stone which was rejected by the builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Everything that God's provided, and the man was healed at the gate that was lame, he was raised up. Everything that God's provided, we have in Jesus. We have the same wholeness as he has. Paul preached the gospel of grace. Look at Acts 14 and 9. Acts 14 and 9. Love this scripture. This man heard Paul speaking, Paul observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand up straight on your feet, and he leaped and walked. Wow. Now when the people saw what Paul had done, they raised their voices, saying the Lyconian language, the gods have come down into us the likeness of men. They were giving this attribution to God, that Paul was a god. But what God did, what happened, is the grace of God leads to faith, which results in healing. And this man was healed by grace through faith. It is by grace that we are healed and delivered. Hello? Wow. So we cannot ever qualify for God's blessings, no matter how hard you try. You just got to receive it. You've just got to receive it. You can't work. You can't qualify enough. You can't pray hard enough. You know, I know so many people that they're ate up with prayer. And prayer is good. I believe in prayer. Hello? But prayer does not move God. Amen. Prayer doesn't even heal the sick. A command of prayer in the name of Jesus heals the sick. Hello? And when we're praying for them, we release the life of Christ in them. Y'all ain't hear what I'm saying. Jesus didn't say go and pray. He said go and heal. You ain't hear what I'm saying. Jesus didn't say go and pray for the sick. He said go and heal the sick. Wow. We're supposed to go and heal the sick. You've got the same power that Jesus had in you. We go and heal. Amen. We go and raise the dead. We cast out demons. Freely receive, freely give. Oh, well, what about James, Pastor? Where he says, call for the sick that is among you. Well, there shouldn't be any sick among you. Hello? And if there are, I believe there were unbelievers among them. Because he said, let them come forth, pray for them, anoint them with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And if they've committed any, what? Sins, it shall be what? Forgiven them. Wow. There shouldn't be any sick among us. Really? Hello, church. There shouldn't be any sick among us. Why? Because we are the healed of the Lord. We have Christ living within us. If you are, I'll be glad to lay hands on you. Amen. And command wholeness in your body. Right? But a lot of people have substituted prayer, and prayer has become a work instead of a blessing. When we pray, we should be praying the word. Amen? And then when we go about, we should be doing what Jesus did. He went about doing good and praying for all. What did Jesus do? He went about doing good and doing what? Praying for all. He went about doing good, praying for all. Healing all? Is that what he did? Pam, is that what he did? Wow. He went about doing good and what? Healing all that were what? Oppressed of the devil. That is you and me. That's why we have grace in our life. Grace is never selfish. Grace always reaches out to someone else. Amen. Grace is always there to reach out to somebody else. You should be overflowing in grace. Turn to somebody and say, you got your overflow on? Come on. Amen. Grace is overflowing in our lives. Amen. You can never qualify for God's blessings. You can never qualify it. Never qualify it. Through faith, we lay hold on what God has already provided in Jesus Christ. Amen. Through faith, without grace, can never leave us feeling discouraged. Never leave us feeling alone. When you have faith through grace, you're always in touch with the Lord, right? So Jesus will bless you, will bless anyone and everyone who trusts and believes in him. He is not prejudiced. Whoever trusts and believes in the Lord, God's going to bless them. Amen? Wow, look at Matthew 9, 28 and 29. When the blind man came to him for healing, he first established their belief in him, then their healing was manifest. Look at this, Matthew 9, 28 and 29. And when he had come into the house, a blind man came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" The blind man came to him. The blind man came to Jesus. "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your what? Faith, let it be to you." What happened? Next verse. And their eyes were open, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, "See that no one knows it." Wow. He just spoke the word, and they were healed. Amen. They received grace. Look at Mark 5, 20, 25 through 34. The woman with the issue of blood for 12 years was healed because of God's grace through faith. In fact, she should have never been out in the public. She could have been stoned because of her condition. But she's heard of Jesus. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And grace was there. And grace provided her healing. She reached out into the crowd, touched the hem of the garment. For she said, "If I may touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole." Her faith was activated by her words. And grace was there. Grace was providing the healing. Hello? Grace was already there. Grace provided her healing. And the Bible says she had suffered many things of many physicians. How many know they call it practicing medicine? Practicing. I remember I was sick several years ago. I think I went to 17 different doctors. 17 different doctors. None of them could tell what's going on with me. But God's grace moved in on the scene, lifted me up out of that situation. Wow. Man, I mean, I was laid out on the couch for weeks. Couldn't do anything. But God's grace lifted me out of that situation. Doctors are okay. I'm okay about going to the doctor. Please do. You know, and if you don't have enough faith, please do or you'll die. God put doctors there, right? Hello? Nothing wrong with going to a doctor. Nothing wrong, hello, with going to the doctor if you believe you're healed, going to the doctor and saying, "Doctor, I believe I am healed. Would you examine me to see?" And the doctor examines you and takes some tests and he says, "Yes, you are. I can't find this." Glory to God. If he examines you and says, "No, you're not," keep walking in faith. Keep believing. Don't get discouraged. Hello? Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Because a lot of people, what they'll say is, "Well, we don't believe in doctors." No, doctors are good. Jesus had a doctor. His name was Luke. He traveled everywhere Jesus went. Doctors aren't bad, folks. Doctors are just practicing what they believe God put them on earth here to do. They have a compassion to heal people. Jesus has a compassion to heal people as well. Amen? You know what? You can take one person, give them chemo. You can take another person, give them chemo, have the same type of cancer. This person dies, this person lives. Why is that? I don't know. I have no idea. I believe it's God's grace there. But I know one thing. I'm going to trust Jesus. Amen. If I go to the doctor, my faith is still not in that doctor. It's still in Jesus. Do you hear what I'm saying? Y'all get this? There's a real balance there. You know, if you've got a disease and you've been battling with a disease and you're believing Christ for healing, listen to me, and you're believing Christ for healing, keep believing Christ for healing. If you believe he has healed you, go to the doctor, let them examine. Jesus said to the lepers, go to the priest and let them examine you. He says, as they went, they were healed. This is not in the scripture, but as they went. I'm just doing a little teaching here. Y'all get this? Some practical teaching, because people get over in this deep end. I'm not going to go to the doctor, you know? I'm not going to receive any medicine. That's great. Good. Your faith is there. That's wonderful. If it's not at that point yet, you might die. That's not good. Hello? Not good. Turn to somebody and say, not good. Amen. We want you around here. And doctors, and there's medicine, there's natural ways of being healing. Your body's designed to heal itself. Amen. Some people's faith, you know, they've got such faith and understanding and revelation of God's grace that they receive as God's healing. And it's just wonderful in their life, and they walk in healing. And I'd rather walk in healing than walk in expecting of a miracle. Walking in divine healing is much better than walking trying to get a miracle. Amen. I'm just teaching. I don't know where I'm going. I just wasn't even in my sermon this morning. But I want to give you this because it's good practical stuff. I've heard of people stop their medicine and they die. Oh, God told me to quit my medicine and they die. They don't go to the doctor. They just die. I'm just trusting God. I knew a man in Maine when I pastored in Maine that had a small cancer come up on his head. When I went to see him, it was several, maybe a year later or something, and they asked me to go. I didn't know him at first. They asked me to go and pray for him. The cancer had grown out like this on his head. And he died. And I prayed for him. And he died. I don't understand. I went into a hospital one day. There was a man in bed. He had a trachea in him. He was weighed about 75, 80 pounds. And I was sent into this hospital room, didn't know this man. They asked me to go in. I walked into the room, and I said, I'm here to pray for you. And I went over, and I laid hands on him, and I prayed for him a very simple prayer in the name of Jesus. He couldn't talk to me. He had a trach in his mouth. Couldn't talk to me. A very simple prayer in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing him. And I walked out of that room. I came back 3 days later, and I was sitting in a clinical class on chaplaincy. And the head of the VA, who was the head of the VA medical, was my instructor of all the chaplaincies in the United States. We were sitting in that classroom, and he said, who went to pray for so-and-so in this room 3 days ago? I said, oh, God, it was me. That's the way I was feeling. I said, oh, Lord, it was me. I said, I did. You know, he said, Steve, you know what? I didn't tell you this before you went in that room. That man had less than a week to live. He was ate up with cancer. He was on a trachea. He said, he went home, not to be with the Lord. He went home. They did more tests on him than I know, but I want to tell you, he was completely healed. There was no cancer in his body. They don't even understand it. He went home. Saying, whoa, how cool is that? It wasn't a big prayer. We got to get a hold of your God. No, God was there. Simple act of faith. I prayed for the man up there. He died. But you know what they said? They said, this was a very easy cancer to be taken care of by a doctor. But he refused to go to a doctor. If he had just gone to a doctor, they'd have scraped that off. He'd have been fine. Wow, there is such a thing called wisdom. Turn to somebody and say, God gave you a brain, so use it. Now, y'all get anything out of that? Anybody get anything out of that? Did anybody get anything out of that? So we believe and receive all that God has for us. We believe in divine healing. I believe it's already provided for us in the atonement. Amen. I believe, listen to me, I believe you can walk in divine health. But if somebody is struggling in that area, you know what? Give them grace. Love them in that area. Maybe they're not there yet. Maybe they're still going to a doctor. Maybe they're under a doctor's care. That's okay. Love them in that area. Still believe for their healing. Still pray for them. Believe, if you're in that situation, still believe for your healing. It's awesome. Praise God. God is able. But don't stop taking your medicine unless the doctor says it's okay and you're healed. Isn't that awesome? Amen. Because a lot of people, what happens, man, I can't tell you how many people I've heard get off their medicine and die. Why? Because they just lacked wisdom. Good teaching, Pastor. It's balanced, folks. God wants you to be balanced. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm believing in to walk in divine health. Amen. I'm believing for 120. How about you? There you go, Wayne. Amen. 120. I'm believing for that. Praise God. You know what? I mean, I think it's Faith's aunt is 96 years old. I met a lady one day that was 105. You know, I asked her why she was that age. She said, well, I've never been married and I never had kids. And I said, there's something to that. Amen. Right there. Praise God. That's for sure. Amen. But you know what? God wants you to be healthy. Listen to me. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. This is when I'm talking about prosperity. You can have prosperity in your body. God wants you to be prosperous in your body. What good are you if you're sick? You cannot minister to somebody else. It's hard to even take care of yourself when you're sick. You got to depend on other people. Now, some people like that. Some people love the attention. Not me. But some people love it. But God wants to give you prosperity in your body so that you can be whole. This is the temple of God. Turn to somebody and say, you're sitting next to a temple. This is the temple of God. You know what? I'm just giving you some balanced teaching. You won't hear this every charismatic church stuff, but I want you to be balanced in the Word. Amen. I want you to live long and live strong. Exercise does good. Bodily exercise profits a little. That's what the Bible says. Not as much as godliness exercise, but it does profit a little. Exercise is good. Your body, listen to me, was designed to move. Move it, move it, move it. Hello? Where am I going with this, Jeff? It's like, you guys, God wants you to be in good shape and to live a long, strong, healthy life. Amen. He does. He does. He wants you to be in good. He wants you to be able to not be sick. He wants you to be in good shape. Amen. He loves you the way you are. Aren't you glad? Hello? Praise God. He does. That's what's so cool about God. He loves you the way you are. But God desires complete healing for you. If you're sick today, God wants you to be healed. That's His best. Amen. Total best. Praise God. If you're going to the doctor and you're on a doctor's regimen, you know, and you're believing for healing and you believe God's healed you, just like that lady, she felt in her body that can you put that up there? Go on down. Had a flow of blood for 12 years. Wouldn't should have been out in public. She was going beyond the law. She was walking in grace. That's where she was, man. She was walking in grace. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. She knew that she was healed. When she touched Jesus, immediately she knew she was healed. Wow. And Jesus said, man, virtue's gone out here, guys. Somebody touched me. They said, hey, Lord, you know, all these people around you? No. You guys don't. Somebody touched me. And the woman came, fearing and trembling, you know. Daughter, be of good cheer. Thy faith has made you whole. Wow. Amen. Total life prosperity is including your health. God wants you to be healthy. Amen. It's okay. Listen to me. Don't fall under to somebody's condemnation to say it's wrong to take your medication. I got to say that again. Don't fall under condemnation of someone who says it's wrong to take your medication. That is not the Lord. If it's condemning to you, if it's condemning, that is not God. God is not a God of condemnation. You have to work out this area in your own life, amen, and allow God to work in your heart, to change your heart, to receive what God has for you. But don't fall under condemnation. God wants you. Pastor, have you taken medicine? Absolutely. Have you taken an aspirin? Yeah, I'm not Andrew Womack. I have to admit, I've taken an aspirin. Wow. Really? Yes. I'd rather it not. But you know, if I got a headache, I'm believing for the headache to go away. It ain't gone away yet in 2 hours. I'm taking an aspirin for a little help. And thank you, Jesus, as I take it. Because those aspirins don't have to work. You can still have a headache after taking a bottle of aspirins. Well, you may not after that. I'm not advocating that. Hello. But what I am saying to you is we live by faith. We walk by faith. We have everything that God has for us. But don't fall under condemnation of somebody that says, well, you shouldn't be doing that. That's wrong. Once they point the finger at you, they're in judgment. You don't that disturbs your peace. Don't allow that to take place. God knows, you know, and God knows when it's time. And God says, it's time, you're healed. Then what you do is go and show yourself to the priest, which is the doctor today. Doctor examines you and says, wow, man, you know that thing you had? It's gone. And you say, thank you, Lord. Glory to God, doctor. I've just been praying and believing God and thanking God for my healing, and it's gone. And I went to that Discovery Church, and you know what? They lay hands on me, and they released the life of Christ in me, and I'm healed. Thank you, Lord. Now you go back to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know what? It's still there. And says, you know what, doctor? I'm still believing. I'm believing I'm going to be healed. Now, I know I have to take this stuff you're giving me, but I believe one of these days I'm not going to have to take this stuff. I'm going to be healed. Are you bold that with your doctor like that? You should be. Hello? Because he's practicing medicine. Well, I hope this medicine's work. I hope this one works. Well, let's try this one. Well, let's try that one. Try the gospel. Stand this morning. Try the gospel. Didn't hear that, did you? Try the gospel. Wow. Amen. Folks, I'm telling you, don't allow people to throw condemnation in your life. If you're going through something, is anybody getting anything out of this morning? Come on. Don't allow people to throw, the devil will use good people to throw condemnation in your life over something going on. Amen. You just walk in your faith, walk in your love. Amen. Let God know how much he loves you. Praise God. If you're taking medicine today, I love you. I'm not going to judge you. Did you hear that? Did you hear that from a faith grace preacher? Did you hear that from a preacher that believes in divine healing, that I'm not going to judge you or throw condemnation on you if you're taking medication? I'm going to love you. I'm going to believe with you. Amen. In fact, I expect, not only do I believe, I expect you to be whole. I expect you to get through that area of your life. Turn to somebody and say, he expects a new you. Whoa, praise God. Turn to somebody and say, no Arthur in my family. Arthritis. No Arthur, sorry, Arthur, is there Arthur here? No arthritis. No bursitis. No diabetes. No heart problems. My dad died at 46 years old of heart disease. Both of my brothers have had stents and all that kind of stuff way back then. I haven't had any of them. My heart is healthy. Praise God. I can go out and run 2 miles right now if I need to, or if I wanted to. Amen. God's good. Why? Because God, glory to God. I believe it's because of Jesus and the Word and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Lift your hands this day. Declare with me, I am the healed of the Lord. I receive abundance of grace. I take that faith and I activate the grace that God has provided. I receive everything that grace has provided by faith. Today I declare I'm the healed of the Lord. I'm the delivered. God has put in me, in this temple, the ability and the power to receive my healing. I receive it in Jesus' name. Total life, prosperity. Nothing lacking, nothing broken. Abundance in my life, in Jesus' name, amen. Turn to five people and say, you're healed of the Lord, amen.